from Monday the 15th of September, Tesbov Elul, Rabbi David Caro, Hilchus Bosa Vacholov.
Good morning, I'd like to start off with a small Dvar Rav Drush, Binyan of the Yomer. We're all standing 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and everybody's looking to tip the scales in its favor to recover the new year. There's an interesting growth within the Gon in the first Mishnah in Teah. The Mishnah says, "Eved dvaron she'enem shira pera bitum ra'ayim gemin chasod min v'salma toyer." And the Mishnah carries on and finishes off the salma toyer connected kulam. Salma toyer is against everything. The Gon says, "I'm already kachidish." Number one, the Gon says that once the what is the shira of toyer? There is no shira. There has to be something. How much does one need to learn to be mekayim limud ha'toyer? Says the Gon, one word. With one word, since it doesn't say an amount, one word is a kiyum of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And since we see the Talmud Torah connected kulam, therefore every word of Torah is equivalent to kol ha'Torah kulam, to be mekayim all other mitzvahs of the Torah. When a person is learning one word of Torah, the weight of Torah is equivalent to being mekayim all other mitzvahs at the same time. Says the Gon, where did it go? You have a shaila when a person has a mitzvah on the cheshbon of little Torah. Person's learning and he has to do something else. Should he give up learning to do the mitzvah, or should he try and find someone else to do the mitzvah instead? Says the Gemara says, a mitzvah she'efshe li'ofta li'de acherim someone else can do, ain't about in Torah. Whereas a mitzvah she'efshe li'ofta li'de acherim, you've got no choice, it has to be about in Torah. Says the Gon, it's a poshta siva, why? Torah, both in quantity and in quality, is much more valuable than any other mitzvah. If it takes a mitzvah to do half an hour, and the mitzvah of Torah takes one word, I mean, in half an hour you can get, according to the Chofetz Chaim, 200 words a minute. The amount of words of Torah, the amount of times you can mekayim the mitzvah of Torah, in the same amount of time that one could be mekayim another mitzvah, it doesn't add up. Besides for the fact that the eichus of Torah, the quality of Torah that itself, each word of Torah is equivalent to kol ha'Torah kula, is why the Gon says it's a poshta reason why if a person can sit and learn and the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, one says someone else do it. The Mishnah says in Ovid, the Perigim Mishnah Zayin, Rav Chalasta ben Dois Ish Fachanani Oima, Asorah she Yoshin Zoyskin B'Torah, Shechina Shrui B'Neir, Shlema Alekim Nitzo Vadas Keir. 10 people are sitting learning, Shechina Shreira, says the Mishnah, Minayin Apilu Chamisha, and the Mishnah means another pasuk. Minayin afilu shloisha, minayin afilu shnayim, minayin afilu echad. If each one, the Mishnah brings a pasuk. The obvious question is, if one is enough, the shechina is there for Torah, when the person is learning, why does the Mishnah start off with 10? Well, yeah, the one person learns, it's good enough. He has the shechina with him. What's the mile of 2, of 5, of 10? I once heard from Rav Shimon Shvav, the Chassadik Zvrocha, asked a similar question. We find in the Mishnah Brochas, Shloisha She'ochlu, Ketet Mazamnin, Shloisha, if it's 3 people, we say Nevorich. There's 10 people, we say Nevorich, the Keinu. The Mishnah carries on, says, according to one man, the Omer, if there's 100 people, Nevorich Hashem and the Keinu. If there's 1,000 people, Nevorich Hashem and the Keinu, and the Yisrael. Then the Mishnah goes on to 10,000, Nevorich Hashem and the Keinu, and the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, and the Yisrael. So Shimon Shvav said, you want to ask a child in Eretz Yisrael, has Hashem changed according to the tzibur? It's the same Hashem. What difference is there if it's 3 people or if it's 10,000 people? He said, you ask the young boy in Eretz Yisrael, and the young boy answers him, he says, but we feel it differently. When the more the tzibur is, the Hashrosa Shechina and the tzibur itself enables to feel and to understand the great Hashrosa Shechina. I saw a Kechidish from Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger says, you know there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, that two people that do, there's a Loch in Shabbos, two people that do an Issa on Shabbos, if it's an Issa which can be done by one person, they're potter. For example, to carry something outside, in Rishus to Rishus, If a person could do it by himself and two people did it, snatch it off the potter. But the Gemara says, but if it needs two people to do this issa, then it's if they did both of it together, and if they did the whole issa themselves, and therefore they're both chayes. Sedar Shem Akruga, the same applies by a mitzvah. Why? Sedar Shem Akruga, for a mitzvah, the Baroik Om Hadras Melech. When there's a tzibur, the chashivas of the mitzvah is a pe'er for the Rivayin Ishloinim. The more people doing a mitzvah together is Hadras Melech. That's where the minute comes from, many people, why they only make, what, only the father makes kiddush and other mitzvahs that only one person does, because the Baroik Om Hadras Melech. And that means that although the mitzvah could be done by itself, but the Hadras Melech of the Reiv Om is not Shaykh without the Tzibur. And therefore, a mitzvah which is done b'chabura, says of Shlomo Kluge, every person who is doing a mitzvah as part of the Tzibur gets schar, ki'ilu, he did the whole mitzvah of everybody. When we sit here in the morning, and the Olim comes together for Seder, besides the fact that it's Limud HaTorah, which has a chashivas, more than any other mitzvah, it's a Seder b'chabura. And the bigger the chabura, the more the Reiv Om. So when a person comes in the morning, besides the fact he's getting schar and having a chelik in his own limud Torah, in reality he has a chelik in every single person's Torah, and he has a chelik of that Reiv Om, which without him wouldn't be there, and therefore he has a schar, his mitzvah then multiplied by every person who's there, plus himself, because each one of them added up to be a chelik of that Reiv Om. And therefore the weight of such a mitzvah, the power and the koyach of such a mitzvah, is definitely a moedik koyach, which is unable to topple the scales in our favor, be'ezus Hashem, for the coming new year. I'd like to start off with an interesting shayla, which is quite a practical shayla, and I spoke about this recently somewhere else, and it brought up quite a few other shaylas on a similar topic. Come Shabbos morning, and someone's preparing egg salad, and he cuts an onion with a fleischige knife. He decided that he doesn't need all that much onion, and it's a pity to waste the onion. So he leaves on the top, he leaves on the bottom, and part of the peel remains. Puts away the onion for after Shabbos. Sunday morning, he decides he's making something else with the onion, and he takes out and cuts the onion with a milchige knife. What is now the halacha of the onion? And what is the halacha of the knife? These are shaylas which are practical shaylas, and in order to go around to discuss the shayla, I'd like to mention a few practical klolim in Hilchos Vos V'Cholov, and then explain where the differences show by halacha in Vos V'Cholov, which is called Dovah Charech. A sharp food has different halachas in Vos V'Cholov than an ordinary food. In Vos V'Cholov we have a klal called Nat Banat, which means when a person cooks a food in a pot, the Chazal would kaveya that the taste, the time of the food is absorbed by the pot. When he then goes and cooks something else in that pot, the time, the taste which was absorbed by that pot then comes back out into the next food. So the food was nice and time, gave time into the original pot, and it's banad, it's now giving again nice and time, it's the pot giving back time into the next food being cooked. It's important to make note that the Prima Godin makes it very clear now that this halacha only applies by a pot. If a person is cooking a soup with chicken inside and sticks in a potato and takes out this potato and will say, look, the nice and time of the chicken went into the potato. Now I put this into a different pot, it's not banat. Says the Prima Godin, that's not the case. Only when it hits a pot, then we can start the series of nice and time. Whereas the food, it's as if it remains the original food. And therefore when an item of food receives taste from another milchik or fleishik, the food actually has the equivalent din, or nearly the equivalent din, of the actual wheat and milk itself. In Hilchos Vos V'Cholov, the Mechaber paskens that after we have received, we reached the stage of nat banat, which means the food which was cooked in the pot, which was used before for fleishik, can then be eaten with milk. That's the halacha of dogim sha'olu bekara, which is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. A person had hot fish and he put it on a plate which had been used before for something meaty, he can then go and eat it with kutach, which was a milchige bit. We paskin, or minig ashkenaz, according to the Rama, is we need one more stage, and he needs to hit another noise in town, the taste has to be passed on to another item of food, and then it can be eaten with milk. That is one klal in Hilchos Basar V'Cholos. Another klal which we know from Hilchos Shabbos as well, how does the pot become milchig or fleishig? It has to become hot through the heat of the kli rishon, which means if I put something cold into a pot and I leave it there a few minutes, that's not going to make the pot fleishig. The equivalent, if I'm eating a portion of chicken or meat and cutting it with a fleishig knife and using it with a fork, the knife has not really become fleishig from that, because by the time I'm eating that food, it has already left the kli rishon and has therefore lost its heat, which is needed to give it the power we call kli rishon, and therefore that will not absorb the tam. Tam is only absorbed when the food is at a level of heat which Chazal would convey called kli rishon. The babush is a machlekes, which in Hilchos Shabbos we are machmer like the Marashah. But the Ramo actually holds that even in a klisheni, a babush already has a lot of a klisheni. And therefore, we are considered machmer according to the Marashah, but very often, the me'ik ha'din, in the Basar V'Cholos, the Ramo paskens that once a piece of meat, a solid, has been put into a plate, it has already lost its din of kli rishon. Another halacha which we all know is called ben yomer. A pot which received absorbed taste from another, from a fleishig or milchig food, the power of that nice and tam only lasts for 24 hours. After 24 hours, the tam of the food which is in the pot loses its quality and will only damage the next food. It won't be a plus for the new food, and therefore a pot which was ein ben yomer was used by mistake for something which shouldn't have been used, it will not asser the food, because it's what we call nice and tam nizgam. It's poigim, it damages, it upsets the new food. However, it does not after the new food. However, if we have a pot which is fleishik and it was cooked meat today, and when let's say 48 hours later someone by mistake cooked something milk in it, the food will not become osur. The pot, however, will need to be kashered, because the pot has now inside it both tamim, although it's not ben yoimoy, and the tam cannot asa, but to go to chila and use such a pot to cook something in it is offer. Yes, because after the 24 hours has passed, the meaty tam inside it is not tam is gone, and therefore it cannot asa anymore the milk. Another halacha which will come in useful later, an interesting halacha, that when something is absorbed, a belia is absorbed by a food, it needs to be cooked with a sauce afterwards to enable the belia, the tam inside the food, to come out. To roast it without any sauce at all, if it's absorbed, it's not the original tam, it will not be able to give out without any sauce. Now the halachos will become negeh later. When it comes to halachos of dover charif, of something, a sharp food, in Basar V'Cholos we see a few differences. Number one, in dover charif there's a halacha that someone cuts a dover charif cold with a knife, the pressure, the doichi de sakina, the pressure of the knife with the dover charif enables the tam in the knife to go into the food. The onion cut, or the halacha says a tznoyin, can draw out the taste in the knife into the onion, and although it's not hot, it's cold, the onion has now become cold. There is another halacha in Dover Charif. There's a big machlokes. We take on the halacha, and the Mechaber brings it down as the Yeshayimim, that even something which is einay ben yomer, a knife which was used more than 24 hours ago, and therefore should now be nice and tam nisgam, a sharp food, Chazal Mekaveh, has the power not only to take out and absorb this taste, but to revive it and make it what we call mechalya leshlach. It makes it again a good tam, and that is the power of a sharp food, that when the taste of the which was in the knife now comes into the onion, it has a din of tam neshvach. Thirdly, the taste which has now come into the onion is not held as equivalent as a nat banat, but but rather nearly as a bit in itself. And therefore, if a person has now taken a fleshig knife, which was not used in the last 24 hours, and cuts with that an onion, the onion has now sucked out the absorbed tam of meat, even though it's past 24 hours, the onion has now become fleshig onion.
The whole onion.
That is a machlokes, where it's kedei natila. That's a big shayla. However, and this is important to point out, the knife being used must be 100% fleshig. Halachically fleshig, meaning, when I take out a knife out of the drawer which was used to cut meat on a plate, which may not have been clearishen, the knife isn't really fleshig. A knife which was used, which we are 100% sure came in contact with boiling hot meat, or the ideal hot meat on the fire, or in the original pot it was cooked while it was still hot, that knife has become fleshig, and therefore can make this onion fleshig even after many days, when the taste in the knife is based on nice and tarnished down. According to the Ramah, when the meat is cut on a plate, it hasn't made the knife fleshig, because for two reasons. Number one, it's a klisheni, and most likely it's a klishlishi, because if you're going to take it out, the meat was not taken out, didn't arrive on itself on the plate. It's always taken out with a spoon or a ladle. And lahalocha, again, lahalocha, we take on that a ladle will make a food a klisheni, and therefore when it arrives on its plate, it's a klishlishi. Even if it will be machmet, there's definitely a good chance for a kind of person who's eating a piece of meat, it hasn't got ready the heat of the klishlishi, and it's cooling down. Correct. The only normally the option is
dishwasher with dirty meaty plate,
then if there's no shishin in the water, if there's no sixty in the water against the meat particles that are there, in a khanana. So normally if there's enough, I don't know exactly the system of the dishwasher works. But if there's enough pardon? That should be as well. If there's enough water, which is 60 times the amount of fleshig which is on the plate, plus using detergents which will normally damage the koyach and make it nice tamnit gam, then it will not make the rest of it fleshig. So we've now got Shabbos morning, we've now worked out a situation where one can have a fleshig onion. We put the onion away, and Sunday or Monday we decided to use this onion with a milky knife. Once again, and to go back on what you mentioned, the practical situation where a knife has become properly fleshig is it's actually been in contact in the pan itself. If it hasn't been in the pan itself, then likelihood it's not going to be fleshig. Therefore, ordinary knives are not normally fleshig. A sharp knife which has been used to cut, there's a good chance it's fleshig. Or if it's an ordinary knife, the chances of that knife is fleshig is very little. Sunday morning, or even after that, we're cutting out the onion with a milky knife. Once again, it has to be a knife which was used in contact in a creation with hot milk, and it was used to flip over a pizza or something like that, or used with a frying an egg with milk, and it was, and the knife had come in contact with hot milk in a creation, that knife has become milky. And even if it wasn't used within the last 24 hours, when cutting the onion will now derive the tam of the milk from that knife. Here we have an onion which has now got inside it bilias of butter and bilias of cholov, and therefore the onion is also to use. And I think this is a shayla which has come up, and plenty of people are not aware of it and doing it. You don't waste the whole onion. How much onion does it already use? And on a regular basis, using afterwards a knife to cut the onion afterwards for something milky. Again, only if it was 100% a milky knife. So we know now at least what the halacha will be of the onion. The onion, in such a situation where it was used by a knife halachically fleshig, and then afterwards a proper milky knife, the onion has now become a bottle of olive.
The milky,
and that goes back
for more than 24 hours.
It makes a difference. Any
same.
The dovah charev, a sharp food, has the power of the bleat which it absorbs, even if they're not ben yomai, to revive it, whether it's milk or fleshig, or something or dover osa. Same with the plate, you're cutting an onion with a dover osa, with a knife which has been used someone's on holiday, he takes a tray for knife and by mistake use it, he cuts an apple, the apple will be kosher because it will be mutter because it's in a benyamin, most probably. Rob came and he takes on the in a benyamin. But if you were to use it by mistake for an onion, the onion is just some after.
Onion
voice. Onion voice. That's how we take off.
Can you kosher this knife? The pipe in a knife?
The onion you can't use. You see, the knife. How many said the aloch of the knife? You know, I'm thinking the knife. How many said well aloch will be the second knife? A knife has got a question. Where I'm going to come to chashara. The onion has become trace. The question is, what happens after this milk knife? Does this milk knife become also or not? And that is a big machlekes apoyskim, starting with the prim godim, the chavos das, the chokhmah sodom, down to the pre-war, the marshag, and the beis shlemer. All have opinions on this halacha. The Chokhmah Sodom seems to be extremely machmir on this. And he mentions, he brings it both in Hilchos Bosel Cholov and in Hilchos Pesach, in Chaya Odom and in Nishma Sodom as well. If a person had used a knife in contact with hot chometz and then cut on Pesach an onion with the chometz like a knife, the onion has now become chomestik. Then he went and grated the onion, or he calls a hackmesser, which is probably the chopper, or we would use probably the equivalent today is a grater. And he used that, he then rubbed it on there to use it for something else. Says the Chai Odom, that chopper has now become chomestik. Why? Because in the same way as the onion can absorb the tam from the knife, at the same time you can pass on, it's not only boilea, it's not only absorbing, it's mavlia, it makes the other item absorb as well. That is the shit of the Chokhmah Sodom in three or four places, and equivalently a pre-war place in the Beis Shlomer is also one of the big places before the war, takes on and here or there to be masked in such a situation that if a person has cut an onion with a fleshig knife and then with a milchig knife, the knife needs kashe. However, the Prima Godim in Hilchos Ohr Chaim seems to want to take on a few places he's masupuk, but it does say clearly in a few places that it's not possible for Blias to go over to another item without sources we mentioned before. And therefore an onion may be a bit damp, may have a bit of wetness on it, but it doesn't have sauce. It's not an item of food which has reitus, what we call it halacha, water, soup. It's not cut, it has a little bit of dampness. And therefore, although the onion is fleshik, it has inside it blias of meat. Those blias cannot go out of the onion without reitus. Yes, the onion can absorb even though it's not reitus, but the onion cannot pass it on to the next knife without reitus. And therefore, the Prima Godin takes on that this milchig knife will not become osa. Pardon? The Pesach, meaning the onion became chomestik, it will not be able to make the Pesachik knife into chomestik. The equivalent holds the Yad Yehuda, who is one of the classical Mephoshim on Hilchos Yehuda Dea. The Chavos Das holds like that, and the Marshad, also on the pre-war Poskim, also takes on like that. That the knife used, the milchig knife, or if it was the same story the other way around, the second knife used to cut the onion will not become osa from the first from the onion. The Marshag adds on, he says that there's a Noda Bihuda wants to bring down that something which becomes osa and the Issa de Rabbonon after the Esleis, after 24 hours, does not need kashering, and therefore this new knife, the second knife, even if we were to take on it became osa, we can issue the rabbanon. It's not issue the rabbanon because we know that a hilchos mosav cholov has to be derech bishna, has to be cooked, and any other way, although we asher it, it's not min haTorah. Waiting 6 hours is a halacha, not min haTorah. And in halacha, if a person were to eat milk and meat together, min haTorah is not over. He's only over if it had been cooked together first. And therefore, pardon. So chometz again, it's a belia, it's a chometz of a mashu, it's not, I'm not sure if that's a little Torah. It's only a drabonon. And therefore, if it's only a drabonon, after 24 hours, according to these poskim, it would be mutter. Therefore, practically, ideally, it's something which is come up many times. Ideally, the best situation would to be if a person would have a power of a knife, use onions. Then you solve all problems. If a person has a power of a knife, now he knows where anything with the sharp is cut with the power of a knife, the onion's not going to become fleshic, it's not going to become milchic, it's not going to, it comes there a Shabbos, you want to put some onion in the fish, is it a fleshic onion, it's a power of onion. At the end of the day, any knife which is milky or fleshic used for sharp foods, which is onions, garlic, radish, halacha even wants to bring on a beetroot, because a beetroot is a powerful food. Mm-hmm. Lemon is a shayla. Ideally it would be better, but it's not going to, I wouldn't say that, it's a shayla halacha. There is a sif in Siman Sadi Vov that wants to discuss lemon. It would be a sophic what would happen here. But all these items, if one person would have a power of a knife, especially for onions, which we definitely take on as Dovah Kharif, he will then solve all his problems.
Garlic,
the same thing. However, in a situation where a person is taking a knife out of the drawer and cut with it an onion, which was fleshik, and he's not sure, so then we can take on the following. Number one, we have to be 100% sure that the original knife was fleshik, which most times it's not. Even if a person will take out an item of cutlery out of his drawer, which he knows between his cutlery, some of them have been used for cooking, there's no 100% proof this is the one, and maybe bottle barrows. Number two, not only does the first knife have to be fleshik, the second knife has to be definitely milchik. And then we have to know that the kasher knife, which someone pointed out before, it's possible when the knife is completely metal, it's possible to kasher a knife. When it has a handle which is stuck on, it makes it very difficult to kasher, because with all the areas which are stuck together and two separate items, it makes it far more difficult to kasher. And therefore, it's definitely yesh mokim to rely on those poskim that will say that the second knife did not become milky.